Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So I saw this yesterday. I was so jealous of this guy. So our guy, Adam Schefter, you see what he's doing? He's walking around the Travelers Championship for ESPN doing like course commentating, following around the Keegan Bradley group.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, and I know Adam loves golf, loves playing golf, loves watching golf. And yeah, he is following. I got this text yesterday. Rory and Keegan tomorrow. So I don't know if they're in the same group, but he's following Rory and Keegan tomorrow out there at the Travelers. So this is the time for him because he's probably inundated all the time. NFL news, talk to this guy.
Well, GM, you play golf with him. You saw he was on his phone pretty much, I don't know, at least 50% of the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to be, you know, if you're him. But he's like, you know what? This is the time. These silly camps are going on. I'm going to go out there and do something else. It's my passion. I follow these guys around. I was like, damn, that is cool.
And he is actually going to be on the telecast, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so ESPN is carrying it?
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll be on the first couple rounds, I guess, and be ESPN Plus. So, yeah.
All right, so
good
that'd
for
be,
him,
that'd
huh?
be interesting. So I'm just wondering, I guess, is Scotty Van Pelt doing the, or is Mike, I don't even know who does.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Who is the actual host of it all?
I just thought it was interesting, because you know that.
It's a CBS property, right?
Yes, but I think that the first couple rounds, it's one of those crossover things,
yeah,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
It's one of those crossover deals. So, yeah, he was like, he probably asked to do this, don't you think? Because he loves golf so much. Like, they didn't go to him. Adam Schefter will serve as on-course reporter at the Travelers Championship. Most familiar faces in sports television. Schefter's trading the sideline. This is from Golf Week. Schefter's trading the sideline for the golf course this week. Will work as a featured group commentator on ESPN Plus this week as the PGA Tour's 2025 Travelers Championship.
As I watch you drive around in a cart before you actually did play golf, I guess you were doing your own announcing at my golf tournament.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at that. That is skinny Gio, the non-golfer right there on TV.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, I didn't have my shirt tucked in. I should have. But I didn't know. I wasn't playing. I didn't know the rules.
I love the fact that you're driving on the car. You're doing commentary.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I had no clue. It's crazy. I had this Wally. God. Just think about all the dollars from this moment on that I had to hand Wally after this because of those golf balls and clubs. Yeah. I mean, this was, I'm going to say this was 2019. That's what I'm going to say.
All right. So pre-COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. He said yes. Pre-COVID.
Okay.
So
Adam Schefter is doing something that you would have loved to have done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe we can get a little something going on with CBS one of these days, and maybe they'll invite you out there maybe to Pebble Beach or something, do some
well, we're working on that.
I don't know if Jim Nance would like that, though.
Oh, I would take that. So they'd probably be like, oh, this guy, you know, it'd be make a mockery of it. He just does jokes and everything. Like, no, no, no. I would take that so seriously. And, like, I always thought, too, like, you know, you have to be really good at golf to do something like that. But now that I know Schefter's doing it, like, I'm...
Anybody can do
yeah,
it, right?
Yes. He can do it. I can do it. I'm pretty sure we beat them.
Yeah.
Pretty sure we beat Adam.
Yep.
If I remember correctly. I think I won more holes than Shefty.
Yes, okay.
So I think I could get that microphone as well.
Yeah, but you both have the same thing in common, the gift of gab.
Yeah, that's right.
And you do have the golf parlance down right now.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm parlancing my ass off.
You are, man.
I'd be out there. Like, I'm curious. I want to go and watch some of this of him today because, like, is he going to criticize a bad shot of Keegan Bradley's? You know, you're... Like, how do you do that if you know you're like, if Schefter's like a 25 handicap?
Well, the other thing, too, is you got to really know the golf course. So we've been up there. Did you play it? I did play it. Yeah, so you know the golf course. You know what it's all about. You know it's usually a low score. And, yeah, that would be interesting to listen to you. I guess it's going to be kind of interesting to listen to Adam as well.
Yeah, yeah. And you know he's going to be great at it, and you know that he's going to be prepared. I just wonder, like, would his job be like, whoa, man. Push that one a little right into the sand
trap.
It's
going to be like Roger Maltby. Let's go down to Raj.
Yeah.
Go down to Adam.
Yeah. Is he going to be like, man, you know, he chunked that one a little bit, hit that thin, but got away with it. Is he going to be doing that type of stuff? I don't know. Be pretty fun to watch. All right. Let's get some more calls in. Dylan's in Stony Brook. Wants to talk some Yankees this morning. What's going on, Dylan?
Morning, Boomer and Gio. First time caller, long time listener.
All right, Dylan. What's up, man?
What's going on? I got to shout out Al. He probably doesn't remember. About 6 weeks ago, I shot him a DM on X. My buddy was getting married. He shouted him out with Jerry on the warm-up show. So thank you for that, Al. He loved it. He heard it, and it was very appreciated.
Well, Al is at he is out today, but he may be listening, and we'll make sure that he knows tomorrow that you said thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Well, I appreciate that. My point about the Yanks is that the fans just hype up these prospects way too much and put the expectations on them. These guys come out, I mean, comparing anybody to Derek Jeter at any time as a Yankee is just not something anybody should ever do. And they put pressure on these guys like Volpe to go out there and perform. Some guy was making that point, the last caller that called in, and in the same breath, he ripped off three prospects. I mean, I know Lombard, but the other two guys none of us have ever even heard of. So the fans get these guys hyped up about players. They go out there, they expect a guy to hit 300 and be winning 4 World Series for the team. And in reality, that's just not going to be the case. Guys like Derek Jeter, guys like Judge are 1 in a million players that we get. And most of these guys aren't going to live up to that expectation.
Yeah, and that was sort of my point. Yeah, Dylan, good call, man, and thanks for making it. You know, that was sort of my point this morning when we were talking about Aaron Judge, even the season that he's having. Like, you can't fully just sit back and enjoy it without comparing him to other Yankee greats and Anthony Volpe being the shadow of Derek Jeter. And yes, it is certainly know, you worked your way up to the majors to have the honor to put on that Yankee uniform, and that's something that is great for the player, but also comes with a lot of that stuff. So, and I like, and when you say, you know, the Yankees, like Dylan said, it was the fans, which I agree, more so that are pumping stuff up than the organization. But let's say the organization puts out a video of a kid in single A who's doing something special. I mean, they're doing that because they also would like people to show up at their games.
They do, but I also want to say once again that when we get close to the trade deadline, all of a sudden all of these prospects are ranked.
Yeah.
And there's a ranking system, and, you know, if the Yankees do make a trade, oh, they traded their fourth and their seventh ranked player out of, you know, out of their minors. And that also heightens the awareness of, you know, what they're trying to do and what they're willing to give up. And at one point in time, I'm guessing Anthony Volpe was seen as the future shortstop of the Yankees, the most important position on the field. And quite frankly, they're going to give him every chance to succeed. I mean, he's kind of been a middling player. That's the thing. Like 2 weeks, boom, great player, smooth out in the smooth on the field. But then all of a sudden, there come those, you know, those 2 weeks where all of a sudden the mistakes start happening, both on the base path, at the position, and in the batter's box.
Yeah, which is not a great threesome there.
No,
Chris Seacliff, what's going on, Chris?
Hey guys, how are you?
What's all right, Chris? What's going on,
Adam Scheffler? Doing well. So Adam and I, we bump into each other quite often. We live in the same town. My kids went to school with his up in the North Shore of Long Island. And by the way, Boomer, Manhattan's part of the North Shore of Long Island.
You know, I know. I'm just as bougie as you are when I'm home. Yeah, sure.
So we share the same barber. And I've sat next to him while he's getting his hair cut. He literally has two phones. He's looking at one. He's got another one in his ear. So just wanted to comment on that.
That's how he has made his living, and he is he's made himself he's like a cottage industry. It's almost as if, you know, he is the Mel Kiper of inside information. Like, he was the first one to really get into that. Chris Mortensen was also one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, and it started with the NFL Network with Adam, and then he ended up going to ESPN. But yeah, I mean, you have to work hard and be on the phone and with contacts in order
to be... You better
be
right.
Right, to be him. And he's obviously, you know, gotten paid handsomely for being the best in the business at it. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if I were that barber too, and I was an NFL fan, like, it would be really hard for me to not, like, look over and see what he was texting. And wow, is that real? Is that true? What's that guy's name? Oh, that's the GM of the Panthers. You know, like, I would be all over that. I mean, he's probably got to tell his barber, like, listen, man, this is all, you know, you can't be spewing this stuff out on your Reddit page.
You know how many NFL fans there are, right, and how passionate the NFL fan is?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people would want the job that Adam Schefter has?
I mean to get paid the way he's getting paid, too?
Yeah, of course he's getting paid, but the information pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
Within all 32 clubs, for the most part, maybe with the exception of the Jets right now.
Right, until they get that job and realize how much pressure there is to be first and right and all of that.
You got
to
be first and right.
Bosses breathing down your neck and all that.
I always find it interesting, though, because sometimes they'll put him on shows where they ask for his opinion. And that's not really what he's about.
Right.
Remember, he's about, you know, giving you inside information or telling you something that, you know, you had no idea that this was happening, and all of a sudden it is going to happen. And it could be player movement, it could be coach firings, it could be announcements by the league, it could be anything that has to do with the NFL. You know, and he created the, I think, like I said, Chris Mortensen was great at it, but I think Adam took it to another level to now all of a sudden we see other sports having that same kind of correspondent.
Yeah, and if you think about it too, like, you have guys who do a particular thing and then also want to do other stuff. So, like, you know, Adam's doing the information thing. He probably wants to give his opinion occasionally. He's doing the NFL stuff. He wants to do some golf stuff. It's like, you know, Shaq playing basketball. He wanted to put out a rap album. You get guys who are musicians who want to be actors. I mean, it's sort of like when you get you do the thing that you've been doing for so long, you want to dip your toes in something else. And I think that's where the opinion stuff comes from. And obviously, what he's doing today on the golf course. So, by the way, I did get Big Hurls texting me, our brand manager, ambassador, Big Hurls. And I was talking about how I got a text from Big Hurls yesterday asking me who was my King of New York pick, because Evan and Tiki are revealing their King of New York on Friday at Fanatics Fest. And then I asked if you got that text. You did not get that text. But apparently Big Hurls asked you in person, and you gave him an answer. Oh. Do you have any recollection of that?
Yes.
Okay. Remember what your answer was?
Aaron Judge.
Okay. Let's see if you're right about that. Eddie, you apparently were asked in person as well.
I think I probably said Judge.
Nobody can remember anything around here. It's amazing.
I really don't care about it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So I'm surprised you didn't say Stewie.
It's Stewie. Can I go with Stewie?
Well, she's the only one with a championship.
That's true.
Oh, ayo!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.